Welcome to your five for the day. Do you know why Jesus had to die? Can I tell you a story that might help make it clear? There is a story told about a particular Indian tribe who was suffering from the effects of a severe drought. Food was scarce, and the members of the tribe were beginning to steal from each other in order to survive. Well, the chief knew that that would be the death of the tribe. So he issued a law that the next person caught stealing would be taken to the centre of the village, tied to a pole, and publicly whipped. The next day, sure enough, a thief was caught. Everyone turned up to see who it was and to witness the punishment. To everyone's shock, the thief turned out to be the chief's own mother. What was he going to do? He was a good chief and could not justly ignore the law he had made the day before. He had to be just. But after all, this was his mum. She was old and frail. The beating could very well kill her. And he loved her. How could he cause her to suffer? What do you think he should do? Which should win? His love or his justice? Well, here's what he does. He orders that her wrists be tied to the pole so the beating can begin. And he calls the punisher to step forward, whip in hand. But before he gives the order to commence, he steps in between his mum and the punisher. He stretches his broad shoulders across her frail back and, with her body completely protected underneath his own, orders that the punishment be carried out. As the cords of the whip fall, they fall on him, and he absorbs the full brunt of her penalty. In that act, he was both just in carrying out the penalty and loving by suffering it himself. That is what Jesus did for us. We are guilty of breaking his laws, and we know it. Every one of us has a list of things we are ashamed of, and things we can't stop doing, even though we know it's wrong. The Bible is clear that sin earns a penalty, and that God is just. The penalty must be paid. But it is also clear that God loves us. He wants good things for us. He doesn't want us to be punished. So here's what he did. He declared us guilty and ordered that the penalty be paid. Then he came to earth, became a man, and hung on a cross for us. When Jesus was being crucified, what he was doing was stepping in between us who are guilty and a righteous, holy God who demanded justice. He absorbed the blows of that punishment so we wouldn't have to. Does that make sense?